Well, it's 10 years yesterday.
Really?
Yesterday was the anniversary. 10 years since I first walked into the recording studio. And they said, the agency, there's a lot of people from the agency there, and they said, what do you know about this project? I said, well, it's Compare the Market. You're looking for a meerkat for Compare the Market. So I'm guessing it's market, meerkat, meerkat market. And they went, how do you know that? I said, just take Einstein to work that out. They went, oh, right. Because they were quite pleased that they'd worked it out, that they'd come up with this thing. And so then they said they wanted a Russian voice, and then they'd been looking at Putin on YouTube. They'd been watching him, and they said, okay, like Putin, but cuter. Yeah, okay. And I was by no means in the early casting. I was like way towards the end. They were getting really desperate because they'd had Russian actors in, and they'd had Russian speakers. They'd had all sorts of people in. For it, and my agent kept ringing them and saying, look, get Simon in, he'd be perfect for this. And I had done a Russian tiger for them, for Texaco, for a load of books for Texaco. I'd done a Siberian tiger, who was Russian, but it was very like that, it was very kind of aristocratic, you know, elegant, sinister. So he did that voice for them, but they said, no, he's got to be kicker than that. But also they had this idea that he was sort of like a Russian Alan Sugar.
So they were thinking something like this kind of voice, so he's sort of tough guy. No, I do this, I'm in business.
And they showed me the rough drawings, and I said, well, he stands up on his hind legs, and meerkats do that. And I said, is he ever going to be the same size as humans? And they said, no, he's always going to be more or less meerkat size.
I said, well, he should really have a voice which is quite small and has a little drainage. Kind of like, you know, funny, and it can be like this and that, and you know, ha ha.
So we did test, and worked. And eventually, what clinched it was that I started making noises. Because I thought, oh, he's an animal as well. So I would go,
Compare the Market. Compare the Market.
Stuff like that. They went, oh yeah, oh like that. That's funny. I said, well, how about at the end? Because they came up with the line simples. I said, let's what's called a mnemonic hook, which is for kids really. That if you make a funny noise or a thing or a bing at the end of a commercial, it's what sticks in kids' minds. The French use it a lot. If you ever get the train in France, it always goes bing bong. The petit comes from the oh, that
bing.
They always use it. The French, they're forever doing that. They've always got this like
bing bang bong.
At the end of any announcement, and it just holds your attention. So I said, how about if he goes at the end? And he says, do it again. I said, that's brilliant. What? How do you do that? And they're all trying to do it. They couldn't do it. So then we launched on New Year's Day 2008.
Yeah.
I was in Buenos Aires on holiday. And I got a phone call. I mean, he said, Christ, get to a recording studio as quick as you can. We found one in the suburbs of Buenos Aires. They've got an ISDN line. I said, whoa. She said, the meerkat thing. I said, oh, has it gone out? She said, gone out. They've gone mad. The whole country's gone mad for it. People are talking about it, and it's so big. So I had to go to Buenos Aires and start recording more stuff, because they hadn't got enough. They hadn't got enough material to put out, because people were asking for stuff and stuff. So, yeah, that's what happened. So that's how it all came about.
Now people are buying stuff, toys on eBay.
Absolutely, and getting two-for-one meals as well. and then Sergey came along about a year later, maybe not as long as that, but Sergey was only ever supposed to say three words. And they said, oh, he's a Russian nerd, and these are the drawings that we've got so far.
And I said, well, he might be like that, he might be like quite nerdy, you know. We can make me be funny if it was like that, but Russian.
And I went, yeah, okay, that's right, because he's only ever going to say computer not working.
I said, that's okay, because it kills my voice.
I said, yeah, fine, just do it.
Computer not working.
So they went, yeah, great, thanks. And then they came back and went, people love Sergey. Everybody who works in an office loves Sergey, so here's hundreds of lines of Sergei. I was like, oh no, I can't do hundreds of lines. And sometimes Sergei will have like a speech to do, and it's virtually impossible because about halfway through you just run out of voice.
Because it's very difficult, because also with this voice, you cannot really breathe properly.
But what they like now is just Sergei kicking the piss out of Alex and laughing.
Yeah.